Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
It's just a charming story of childish innocence and wonderment, or blindness miraculously cured. Some of us, and it really doesn't seem that long ago, grew up in the middle of the last century. That's the 1950s, not the 1850s. We're not that old. And we discovered, 50-some years ago, about organ music, mostly by accident, through recordings, which gave us the notion that since America was a young country, the really old pipe organs were all abroad in Europe. After all, Bach lived in Germany, not Philadelphia, and Swaelinck taught in Old Amsterdam, not New Amsterdam. And it is true, the history of the pipe organ is firmly rooted in European soil. But organs have been coming to the New World as early as the 1500s. And to these upper colonies since the 1600s. And an indigenous pipe organ building tradition in the United States has existed, well, almost since the incorporation of the Federation. And by the 1800s, America had fostered dozens of pipe organ builders in many parts of the country. So, today ours is an historic survey here in the United States. Up and down the coast of Maine, from Bangor to Searsport, from Portland to Turner Village. We'll be listening to instruments which date from the 1840s and 1850s, many in nearly original condition, benefiting from thoughtful restoration. And at least one of these organs is world famous, the largest continuously active civic pipe organ in the entire United States. If music is your pleasure, stay with me for Authentic Treasure. Beyond the blueberries and the rocky shores and the lobsters and all of that. Down east, the art of the organ prevails. It's the Maine thing. We're with the Organ Historical Society in the state of Maine today. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. That is the famous Kochmar organ at the City Hall of Portland, Maine, where summer recitals take place every Tuesday night at 7:30. Information's available on the web at foko.org. That's the Friends of the Kochmar Organ, foko.org. We'll end up in Portland, but we begin with an instrument of much earlier vintage. It was built in 1860. As Opus 288 of the already very important Massachusetts firm of Elias and George Hook. We visit St. John's Roman Catholic Church in Bangor, Maine, to listen in duet performance to Dana Robinson and Paul Tagles. They play Mozart's Fantasia in F minor. One of the most superb historic instruments in all of the United States, certainly in the state of Maine, where it still stands, the 1860 E and G.G. Hook organ at St. John's Roman Catholic Church in Bangor, Maine. Paul Tegels and Dana Robinson performed Mozart's Fantasia in F minor in the four-hand version. Mozart would have loved the sound of that organ. Wonderful. Barry Darling made the recording. Thank you, Barry. George Bozeman was responsible for the careful restoration of this instrument about a decade ago, and it is featured in a series of ongoing programs. Kevin Birch is the musician in charge. For more information, from the St. John's Organ Society, right 207 York Street in Bangor, Maine. Zip code is 04401. And an even earlier Hook organ next, though smaller and in a much less spacious room. This one dates from 1854. It was installed at the United Methodist Church in Westbrook, Maine, in 1892. David Wallace restored the organ in 1984. Rosalind Monson plays it for us in music quite different from the Mozart fantasy. This is a waltz by George Chadwick. Rosalind Monson there played a little waltz by George Chadwick. We are at the Westbrook United Methodist Church in Maine. She provided this introduction and accompaniment to an Oregon Historical Society sing at the church. Here's the hymn, Lift High the Cross. singing with the Oregon Historical Society in convention, always an uplifting experience. We are at Westbrook United Methodist Church in Maine. Charles Orr composed the hymn prelude, which Rosalind Monson played in advance of our singing. She also performed upon the 1854 Hook organ at Westbrook Church. Just the year before that instrument was made, in 1853, a group of sea captains in Stockton Springs, Maine, determined to build a Universalist church in their town, and it still stands in this tiny village on Highway 1 between Bucksport and Searsport, overlooking Penobscot Bay. A few years after the church was finished, the captains purchased a pipe organ. It was a used instrument built in 1847 by the Hook brothers for the Universalist congregation in Bangor, which had upgraded to something a little bigger. This charmer is here played by George Bozeman with flutist Brian Diker in movements from a solo for German flute by John Stanley. sweet sounds from a time gone by. The late Brian Diker, flutist, with George Bozeman, playing at the Universalist Church in Stockton Springs, Maine, on a tiny little E&GG Hook organ from the year 1854. And older still is this 1850 Simmons instrument at Second Baptist Church in Bodenham. A demure air by one Mrs. Robinson, not the Mrs. Robinson. Hello. Susan Friesen played on the 1850 Simmons organ at Bodenham, Maine. Almost, but not quite, the oldest instrument of the historic pipe organs that we're sampling down east. I'm Michael Barone with the Organ Historical Society in Maine. It's the Maine thing today on this edition of Pipe Dreams.
Thank you.
It's interesting that early 20th century instruments by American builder Ernest Skinner were very inspiring to the organist of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Louis Vierne. So it's maybe not surprising that his music works well on Skinner instruments. That was a scherzetto by Vierne, played by René Wallagora on the 1926 Skinner instruments, now at High Street Congregational Church in Auburn, Maine. It was moved there in 1991, a good example of very thoughtful recycling of a worthy instrument. Enjoy these emotional sounds of another Skinner organ from 1922. It was originally installed at the United Baptist Church in Lewiston, Maine, and remains there. Lawrence Macher plays Christos Patarakis by Roy Perry. the tremulant at work and the shimmering string stops of which Skinner organs were famous. A 1922 Skinner instrument at the Baptist Church in Lewiston, Maine. Lawrence Macher performed for the Organ Historical Society. A piece by Roy Perry. Organ Historical Society national conventions are held in a different part of the country every year, exploring our American organ-building heritage. You can find out about the OHS forthcoming convention in Boston in mid-August. Find it on the web at organsociety.org. There are plenty of pictures there, too. Organsociety.org. Well, how about a change of pace? Said that organ music can't be fun. That little March of the Torchbearers by Scottson Clark was played by Brian Jones. Brian is the music director at the posh Trinity Church on Copley Square in Boston, but we heard him on a spunky little 1848 urban pipe organ in the village church of Turner, Maine, where Brian's great uncle George played many years ago, this being kind of a musical homecoming. And next on an 1878 George Ryder organ at the United Church in Monmouth, Maine. Francis Norbert plays an offertoire by Dubois. That organ already was 40 years old when it was moved to the United Church in Monmouth, Maine, back in 1918. George Ryder built it originally for a church in Augusta, Maine. Francis Norbert played for us, an offertoire by Dubois. Many of these old instruments have very elegant wooden cases, and you can see some examples on our website, pipedreams.org. This is program 2026. Sometimes, however, the innards of the works were protected from prying eyes by just a simple screen of facade pipes, as on the 1893 Hook and Hastings organ at St. Dominic's Church in Portland. The Andover Organ Company has done some modernizations of this instrument, but its sound is not too different from the authentic Hook tone, which was represented by the 1860 instrument in Bangor. Listen for richness and brilliance. Bruce Stevens plays from Mendelssohn's Sonata No. 5.
Thank you.
from the Fifth Sonata by Felix Mendelssohn, Bruce Stevens of Richmond, Virginia, played the 1893 Hook and Hastings organ at St. Dominic's Church in Portland, Maine. This is one of 14 historic instruments which we are highlighting on our program today. It's an organist's tour down east. I'm Michael Barone with more of The Maine Thing on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Getting lively again, that was a toccata from a collection of 60 short pieces by Belgian composer Floor Peters. Short but to the point, definitely worth learning. Rachel and Lean performed with aplomb on the 1901 E.W. Lane organ at the Universalist Church in Saco, Maine, a feisty little instrument of only 14 stops. Some of the organs that you have heard so far and are about to hear were built initially for the churches in which they still reside. Some have been moved about. The 1893 Jardine organ, now at Sacred Heart Church in Yarmouth, Maine, was created for a congregation in the Queens section of New York City and displaced from its original home in 1985, brought to Yarmouth through the maneuverings of the Organ Clearinghouse and Alan Loftman. Though the church in Yarmouth dates from 1922, its interior was not completed until 1978, so this organ, brought there in 1985, is actually the first pipe organ to be installed. David Wallace did the restoration. Marvin Mills plays an impromptu by Samuel Coleridge Taylor at Sacred Heart Church, Yarmouth, Maine.
Thank you.
bit of African flavor in the music of black composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, his impromptu number one, played there by Marvin Mills on a resourceful little 13-stop George Jardine organ at Sacred Heart Church in Yarmouth, Maine. Back when these instruments were new, which is to say 100 or 150 years ago, the Maine coast was economically vibrant. Penobscot Bay was a center for intensive seafaring activities, which generated considerable wealth, even for the small towns. Bangor was a major lumber port. Rockland had lime kilns. Stonington had a graphite quarry. And Searsport was famous for shipbuilding. The Congregational Church in Searsport dates from that time, 1815. The present building, actually, from 1834, and its steeple houses a bell from the Revere Foundry. The E.W. Lane organ of 17 stops came to the church in 1906. It works quite well in this characterful piece by Arthur Foote, a canzonetta which Lenora McCroskey plays. Listen, in the middle of the work, to the raspy sound of the solitional stop. Canzonetta by Arthur Foote. turn of the century New England music, a canzonetta by Arthur Foote, played by Lenora McCroskey on the 1906 E.W. Lane organ at First Congregational Church in Searsport, Maine. All of these instruments are surely quite interesting with stories to tell, but the main thing, organ-wise, in the state of Maine can be found in the City Hall Auditorium of Portland. This instrument, built by the Austin Company of Hartford, Connecticut, was a gift to the town and to the people of Maine by publisher Cyrus Herman Kochmar Curtis, who at that point lived in Philadelphia. This is an immense, colorful, and powerful instrument of nearly 100 stops, built as a memorial to Mr. Curtis's music teacher from his childhood days when he and his family lived in Portland, a memorial to Herman Kochmar. Get the middle names of Cyrus Curtis? Kochmar was a German musician who was befriended by Curtis's father, sufficiently that the father would give young Cyrus Mr. Kochmar's names as his own middle names. Anyway, Mr. Kochmar was organist at Portland's First Parish Church for 47 years and a major musical influence in the city of Portland. A poem about this instrument gets us into the spirit of Thomas Murray's performance, shortly to be heard. Can metal pipe and wooden box unloose young dreams, dear memories, and sweet imaginings? How can tree speak, or iron and copper sing? Know the answer. Under the master's fingers, each pipe speaks. Portland's City Hall, the voice of Maine, the Kochmar Memorial Pipe Organ, a living piece of history. This instrument, by the Austin Company of Hartford, Connecticut, was, in its time, the largest civic organ in all the United States, and I dare say it may still be the largest such instrument still in regular use. Thomas Murray played the Toccata di Concerto by Edwin H. Lemaire, who was the Portland civic organist for a few years in the 1920s, and at that time possibly the most famous organ recitalist in all the world. And this, the most famous pipe organ in Maine, surely, recently reinstalled in the upgraded auditorium facility at Portland's City Hall. Summer concerts are played there every Tuesday night at 7:30. You can find out everything you need to know on the web at the Friends of the Kochmar Organs site. That's simple, FOKO.ORG. It's a grand experience, unique in the country, definitely worth the drive after all once you're there. So many other scenic and historic attractions await your pleasure. The main thing, well, organs in Maine are but part of the picture, but an important part, believe me. As for the specifics about what you've heard today, a playlist of our music is on our website at pipedreams.org. Look under program 2026. There are plenty of other interesting listings, too. We have photos of pipe organs, links to other related sites, and sources for the recordings that are presented. You can even listen to this program again. We are at pipedreams.org on the World Wide Web. And if you're not a web browser, just write to us for a sample of our quarterly brochure in which we provide the basic information which you will need to source the music that you've heard today. Comments are welcome whenever you write to us by whatever means. Do tell us to which station you are listening also. Our mailing address is Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Do send a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail, and find us on the web at pipedreams.org. Join us next week, if you can, for another celebration of the art of the organ, the king of instruments. Our broadcasts are made possible by the generosity of Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by listener supporters of this station and Public Radio International affiliates all across the country. Regardless of what state you're in, whether you're in north or south, east or west, the main thing for us here, at least, is organ music from anywhere. Until next time, I'm Michael Barone. For Pipe Dreams, thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota.